I'm David Darcy for Adobe Airstream Radio. If you ever had doubts that entertainment drives politics, just look at the press surrounding the Iron Lady, the cinematic revival of Margaret Thatcher, with Meryl Streep as the Prime Minister who brought you the right-wing revolution of mass privatization in Great Britain. You'll recognize Streep doing a virtuosic impression of Thatcher. You may not recognize Thatcher, especially if you were on the other side of the political fence. Think of the Iron Lady as the Godfather, but not as an epic mob history. Like The Godfather, which begins with an aging Don Vito Corleone, played by Marlon Brando, stumbling around his garden, The Iron Lady opens with Thatcher, now Baroness, upstairs in her post-political war room, with her late husband Dennis offering charming advice on everything. Have we stumbled into Topper? Dennis is a cut-up with a joke for every moment. Margaret is forgetful and muddled, but lovable and determined. Everything else is scenery for a mythological performance, as Thatcher ascends from her parents' grocery store to Oxford to the summit of the Conservative Party, and for better or worse, to transforming British society. The striving middle class seizes the helm from the smug upper class. Much of this gambit is inspired by America, which Thatcher admires on screen. Remember, they have to sell this film here in the U.S. Like Ronald Reagan, her friend, political soulmate, and cheerleader, she would succumb to dementia. We meet her at that point in the film. When sentimentality is spread this thick, the facts tend not to matter. So we see Thatcher's journey in slow, dignified decline, like watching Carol Channing or some other character from some golden age of something ramble on a reality show. It's not like The King's Speech, another sentimental soap opera, soft soap, of course, that inflates the limited mastery of the stutter by an accidental king into the gesture that rallied England against the Nazis. It was good for an Academy Award and for a stutter-free acceptance speech by Colin Firth. There just wasn't much truth to it. The statue nostalgia in The Iron Lady makes you wish for truth-telling or just anger from Johnny Rotten or The Clash or the late Christopher Hitchens. They're not in the movie. Nor are some truly cinematic facts, some of which could help to humanize the tough Thatcher. Mark Thatcher, her playboy's son, got lost in the Sahara on a road rally in 1982 when British troops were sailing to the Falklands. His mother, who preached the work ethic to the British poor, sent in the Air Force. More recently, Mark was arrested and indicted and eventually fined $500,000 in South Africa for funding a military coup in oil-rich Equatorial Guinea. Mark Thatcher was denied a visa to live in the U.S., where his children live. He can't even get residency in Monaco. His mother's fumbling around in the film, wondering where he is. Now, that's a legacy. Not to mention Carol Thatcher, his twin sister, who plays a dutiful daughter to a dotty matron. She was booted from her television job for calling an Indian tennis player a gollywog. Speaking of legacy, both Thatcher twins hold inherited titles from their mother. For Adobe Airstream Radio, I'm David Darcy.